one of the things I liked about it when I first came is that it's a centrifugal place. People do not live in each other's pockets the way they do at so many universities. They tend to want to have lives in New York, not in Columbia. And so building community in that sense is not easy. And we could get people together around political issues, but and the university seminars did to some extent get people together around intellectual issues. But a lot of the people who make up those seminars come from other parts of the city and other universities, and they come partly for the intellectual exchange, and partly it has to be admitted because they get library privileges at Columbia. So, you know, it's, I'm being a little harsh here, but I do think that the medieval community at Columbia, for instance, has always been a very congenial one and very cohesive, and we've supported each other for tenure and in our work and so forth. But, and we even had a committee, I don't know if it still works, I think it does, but I'm not sure. But, you know, we didn't meet as an intellectual community. And we were one of the groups that got along well. So I think you're going to be there. There will be pockets that you'll find. Marcia Wright's thing didn't involve some of us, for instance. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see who the membership of, who was in that. But it wasn't. She. I don't think she wanted humanities types in that. So it. You know. It. I think you're going to be hard pressed to find groups that. The center, yes, because the center was, and that's one of the reasons I think Carol wanted to send it up. It was a place where women could come. There were lectures. I've gone to lectures even since I've retired, things and that were all over the map, but of great interest. And they always got small group of people together, students, graduate students, junior faculty, and some senior faculty. Outside lectures and stuff, and those were interesting, and that was a community, and they did have, they met over even undergraduate papers in women's studies, once women's studies got through as a possible major, but they always had them at Barnard, and they had them at general studies, so there were women, and they would come together to celebrate the theses that were done there and the MA essays and that sort of thing. So that became a community, but that's after the establishment of the center, not before.